Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyCars.ie, get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
How we doing, folks? PJ and Jim here. Time for a little bit of Glory Days. What do you think?
Yeah, so here's some random bits that we chose randomly from a random person. We don't think they're the best or anything.
No, we're better than this sometimes. Yeah.
This is just, we're just testing the water and we thought we'd show, you enjoy them.
I wouldn't have your expectations too high, that's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is, if you did enjoy them, it's some of the best bits. If you didn't, we just wanted to test it out, new material. That's all. Stop getting over yourselves.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. There was a strange kind of story that came out about MI6 in the UK.
Yeah.
Deciding to go the technological route. Outside of their normal spyware kind of carry on.
Yeah, they've launched a new... Well, this is it. Spyware, normally stuff that the public would never, ever have access to. But they've launched a new secure messaging platform that anyone can use around the world. It's called Silent Courier. And it lets people around the world share sensitive information directly with the MI6.
So this is like an app on your phone.
Yeah. So the British Foreign Office, they now say that this could be a great tool. It's designed to sort of strengthen national security. They say, make it easier for Britain's intelligence services to recruit new agents, including potential sources in Russia. So that's what they're saying, right? It's a great idea, right?
Is it a great idea?
Well, it's a great idea. In theory, it's a great idea. You set up this place. It's like a confidential telephone, except it's an app. It runs through, everybody has smartphones. They don't have to be heard calling. You can leave any information you want.
Would you trust it not to be hacked?
I would. It's MI6. I would trust it not to be hacked, actually.
Right.
What I think the big problem here is that now anybody in the world has access to the MI6. And most information, almost all information shared by anyone ever, is useless information.
That's
right?
True.
So it's going to be like, and there's a man across the road from me feeding his cats 5 times a day. Seems rather suspicious. Think you should look into it.
So effectively, your concern is that MI6 will now be inundated with the equivalent of mild crimes of Ireland.
It is going to become like a neighbourhood watch group. It's going to be neighbourhood watch, isn't it?
Yes. Is that MI6? Finally.
Is that MI6?
I've complained to all of my local authorities about my next door neighbour using my lawnmower without my permission.
He's stolen my Wi-Fi.
That's it.
He's changed the password on my Wi-Fi.
I think he might be a spy.
If he's not a Libyan agent, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I wonder if they thought that through.
That's the amount of drivel
they're going to have to kind of go put up with.
That's what it's going to be,
yeah.
Dear MI6, when I was a boy, I always thought I'd be a good spy.
Yeah.
Now at 63, I finally have the chance to be helpful.
Well, that's the other thing as well. There'll be all of those people who kind of like, dear MI6, could I have a go in one of your special cars?
It is, yeah. It's me son's birthday. This is what they're going to get. It's his son's birthday on Tuesday.
And he's a big James Bond fan.
Huge. Is there any chance you'd bring down one of them flying cars to the house?
Or even a pen that shoots people across the road or anything?
It'd be all of that, wouldn't it? Yeah. Do you still have one of those gadgets where the smoke comes out of the back of the car?
They're really setting themselves up for...
It's going to be loads of that.
I hope at the very least that they publish a lot of that stuff as to what they'll actually end up getting.
That would be funny.
Obviously, the non-confidential sort of sensitive stuff, to put it out there.
Oh, big time, Oh, yeah, it'd have to be all of that, yeah. But that would be good fun, My neighbours have to fall... Papers of people falling off ladders and all.
Yeah. People are stealing your lunch in work.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Six sandwiches have gone missing.
He comes in the dead of night... Takes lunches from the following morning.
Have him here on CCTV. I'm on the Ring camera. Now, I don't know if you have Ring cameras in the MI6, but they're very good. The subscription's a bit annoying, but they work.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
InsureMyCars.ie. Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at InsureMyCars.ie.
There's an influencer. It's like an app nowadays. There's an influencer for that.
Isn't there? Yeah, there's a, and weirdly, and I never thought I'd see this. I suppose you always associate undertakers with being of a certain age, kind of, don't you?
Mm.
And you definitely don't see them as being modern in any way, right?
No.
So to see that there's funeral talk is now a part of TikTok kind of took me by surprise today.
Funeral talk.
Yeah, now it's not as tasteless as it sounds, where it's not people at funerals making all the videos and everything.
Right.
But it's people who are now becoming kind of semi-famous on TikTok for being undertakers. And they do Q&As and they explain how everything's done and they give you the daily rundown of business and the...
Wow.
They do interviews with people. I don't know who you do interviews with.
They would be
family members, I assume.
They must be riveting.
Yeah. So how did you feel?
I assume it's not clients.
Yeah, imagine, yeah. Mm. So how did you feel? Did you know you were sick for long? Not getting much out of this.
Yeah. He was always quiet.
Always a quiet lad. But it's popular. And they're young. They're obviously younger. Like, people are undertakers now. Can be in there, I suppose, if you're in your early 30s now. Then you've grown up as part of the...
I mean, undertakers kind of, you always assume, is one of those family businesses, you know, generation to generation. So I suppose at some point...
At some point it just gets taken out. The younger crowd come in and this is now a part of everything in life. It goes on social media. So funeral talk is a thing. And they give
Funeral talk.
And they give information on everything. Things people wanted to be buried with. Some people want to be buried with their phones, which just feels kind of tragic to me. And how the... process goes, and I would do some of this. I mean, when you kick characters, I suppose maybe I'll have a go at this. I might start.
I knew we'd get around to that fairly soon, because I was going to ask you now, would it be influenced in the sense of like that they'd come on and go, this is so last year, this particular casket, that's so last year. Any self respecting needs to be getting into one of these
upselling.
I'm assuming. Dress kind of codes or funeral fashion.
Judging your sandwiches and all.
Exactly. If you want to go with traditional soup and sandwiches, I mean, well, look, that's up to you. However, all self-respecting funerals are now going the route.
Let's bring back the vol-au-vent. You thought it was dead, but it's back with a passion, yeah. Exactly, yeah. That would be the way to do it if you're going to do it in Ireland, because most of these aren't Irish accounts. You would be able to do it like that, because Irish funerals are actually good crack. We say it many times, so Irish funerals have a tendency to be better than Irish weddings.
You know, providing, of course, you don't have any particularly close relationship with the deceased, you know, in which case, you know, it's very sad. But generally speaking, if you're on the periphery, they do turn into quite a celebratory day.
They do, don't
of
they?
Of the life that has passed.
And it would be great. I mean, imagine making the videos now. We're going to do Jim's speeches now. Are you all ready? You know? And we have to do
Jim's
all the...
speeches.
Yeah, we'd do all the jokes and everything. And then you'd be able to do the sandwiches. You'd do the sandwich critique. They're going, hey, this is PJ live from Jim's funeral. Just making a video. Look, he's got beautiful egg sandwiches here. Look. He was always an eggy head anyway, wasn't he? Go on now with that, Jim.
Wow.
Rest in pieces, yeah, fecker, you know, it'd be great, all that sort of crack, you know.
So you get people going around, I want it done like the way they did that Jim McCabe fella. That's the one I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Those horses and everything.
I mean,
horses?
Those horses.
Well, I'm assuming, you know, you might get, I don't know, 12, what you call it,
imagine
shires.
Imagine Jim's funeral, 16 jockeys in front of...
Wow.
Yeah, in front of the car heading out. And that's it. I guess it would inspire people to do something a little bit different then. If you get into funeral talk, you would...
Do you want something
a
little bit different, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, are you saying that now you'd embrace the idea of, like, why does everything need to be black?
Exactly.
Why not have it in pastel colours?
Exactly.
Or whatever,
and why does it have to be hymns or in churches at all? Do it whatever way you want. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know... Oh, yeah, definitely very, very different. I'm playing the Sunday game music and all of that instead of the hymns.
Yeah.
You know, I just still think that's priceless, you know. And now we're going to walk as a church with the fella on the shoulders or whatever it is. And then you say, ba, 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 ba.
That's your preference, isn't it, for?
Well,
all of that things would fit into, wouldn't it? Because you'd end up with a chart of, you know, kind of top 10 funeral procession music things and all that.
Oh, you would, yeah.
And
you could do it by season.
Hotter's casket and all that.
Oh, you could do it by season then.
Exactly. What's in for spring in funerals?
What's in for spring funerals?
Yeah.
Spring funerals, you wouldn't be caught dead wearing a black suit. You're joking. Oh, you'd look like an awfully... Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get a like at all wearing a black suit to a spring funeral.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. With...
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at...
Just reading a story here that kind of gave me the willies.
Really?
Yeah, I got a little dose of the willies there. I was just reading about the London Palladium.
Okay.
This week there was... an interview going on in the London Palladium. Now, obviously, the London Palladium, for those of you that are aware of show business in all its forms, was one of the most famous London hotspots for many, many years. Oh. And, of course...
Remember on those TV shows?
TV night and, you know, of course, hosted by
Saturday
Bruce...
Saturday night at the Palladium.
Well, the Saturday night at the Palladium, all of that, you know. And this week, in fact, it might have been yesterday, we'll never know. A singer and paranormal expert, Broke Hardy. Do you ever hear this person, Broke Hardy? Well, she was interviewing Pendulette and Piff the Magic Dragon in the Palladium. And a very serious thing happened. So there,
sorry, she was interviewing Hugh.
She was Pendulette and Piff the Magic Dragon. And they...
Pen as in Penn and Teller? Like,
yeah, yeah, the magician.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And Piff the Magic Dragon.
And Piff the Magic Dragon.
Of course. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can imagine it was a serious affair.
Obviously.
And they were in the middle of it. And then she heard the words. She started getting the message from beyond the grave. She started getting the message, right? And she was like, what is that? Oh, wait a minute, can anyone else hear that? And the two lads were like, no, I don't hear what's going on. And she goes, I can hear, wait a minute. He's saying, nice to see you. To see you nice. Right? And she goes, no way. And she goes, can anyone, no one else is here now? And she goes, no. And she goes, oh my God. She goes, it's Bruce Forsyth. He's speaking to us from beyond the grave. And she's
that's
now,
what he's saying.
And he's saying, nice to see you.
To see you, nice.
His old catchphrase from the Palladium. And she's, wow. And she goes, at first I dismissed it, she said. Because she just said, nice to see you. And she goes, no, it couldn't be, could it? And then she said she heard the unmistakable second half, to see you, nice. Followed by mischievous laughter. And that's when she knew Bruce was in the room. And she says, he's watching over the interview. And then she heard him fiddling with a fire extinguisher, she said.
He was fiddling with a fire extinguisher?
Yeah, she heard his ghost fiddling with the fire extinguisher. Right. Don't know what he was doing with the fire extinguisher, but she heard the ghost fiddling with it. And the other two lads were still going, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes, I'm telling you, Bruce Forsyth is haunting the Palladium.
Wow.
So she's now declared it. Bruce Forsyth's ghost is haunting the Palladium and is still performing at the Palladium. Any chance he gets in a spiritual home. Yeah, there you go. Isn't that mad?
Isn't it? Yes, it is mad. That is actually mad is a very good description.
And I can see it. I mean, if anything happened to Jim, God rest him.
I'd haunt this studio.
I can imagine being in here one day and just turning on the microphones on my own. And I just hear, Disney, I just hear, shut up, PJ, will you? You just shut up. Just shut up for 5 minutes, will you?
It's just weird.
No, I mean, I can just imagine
that the ghost, his, you know,
yeah,
his opportunity to speak from beyond the grave, and he goes with his old catchphrase.
Yeah.
All right, my love.
All right, my love.
Nice to see you. To see you. Nice.
Yeah, I guess that's how you know.
Higher or lower?
Higher than a five?
Higher than a five? It's a seven. Yeah,
that's it. I guess you would, wouldn't you? You'd use your catchphrases because then people would, it's unmistakable then. People would absolutely know it was you.
So when you're gone, literally all I'm going to hear are people going.
Yeah.
And show us your vegetables. Yeah.
Come here, you. I'll grab you by the shark coolies.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova. With
get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
Now listen, as you know, PJ and myself have for a while now been fans of the old audiobook.
Yes.
You've kind of got big into the audiobooks. Great thing for, you know, when you're on the go, when you're on the move.
Oh, I love it,
listen to it in the car, you listen to it in the bike, whatever happens
to
be.
Yeah, you're an adult and you get someone to read you a story.
Absolutely,
it's lovely, you know.
Yeah, and there's all sorts of genres of you know, I mean, PJ, what's your kind of leaning? Well, you listen to anything, don't you?
Yeah, I listen to anything.
All sorts.
Fiction mostly, though, you know.
You're more fiction. I'm a bit more non-fiction.
Yeah, I like all that Liz Nugent stuff, you know, the dark fiction stuff.
Right,
I like
yeah.
I love it, yeah.
I like anything that, you know, might help me be better. None of it's worked so far.
Self-help books. They don't help them, though. They just cost them money, you know. In fact,
anyway,
it's worse now, did it?
Turns out that there was a genre we didn't even know about.
Audio erotica.
Now be careful.
Who knew?
Steady now.
Audio erotica is soaring as searches have gone up 67% online for audio erotica. So people are loving a little bit of titillation in the ears as they drive about the place.
Wow.
Or, you know, wander about the place listening to their earbuds, looking for some, sort of sensual situations. And audio erotica, 67%. And the thing about it is, one of the most important parts of it is that half of the people, but half of the searches that go in, they want Celtic accents. So apparently Irish and Scottish accents reading audio erotica is the most in demand at the moment.
We're in.
Well, I tell you something. I never knew I had such a romantic voice. I never knew that my voice. I tell you something.
They are literally crying out for you.
To think that there's women out there that want me to read them a story.
Yeah.
Especially an audio erotica story. And then he ran his hands all over me. Oh, round the back and all. Oh, gee, was on the unclipped brassiere, and it went flying across the room.
That's a subgenre in itself now. You're describing this kind of comedy audio erotica.
What are you talking about? This is me being romantic.
Oh, was it? Sorry. Yeah. Oh, okay, right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've got form in this, you know. George Elwin and all. No, just audio erotica. Yeah,
that woman
never said a clean word in her
life. That's very true. Mm. Although I don't think anyone wants that novel, do they?
I was seeing a fella girl walk down the road. Oh, jeepers. I nearly whipped his belt off and chased him up the street.
I'm telling you.
Not the same.
There's a lot of kinks out there.
You never
quite know. There's a niche for everything.
There's
Lisa.
A niche. It turns niche out there everything. Is. So Paul Mescal is like the number one desired person to do audio erotica.
And is he doing it?
No, he is not doing it.
I mean, effectively, are we talking the reading of a dirty book?
Yeah. There's an app really called Quinn that's...
Okay.
Yeah, the reading of... Well,
so
not a dirty book now. Of course, you would have to say dirty. Not a dirty book, but a book that's...
A novel. An adult novel.
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to,
when you say audio erotica, it's not kind of like a play. It's not like...
No.
People acting out oh, come here, mind me shoulder there, you know, my shoulder does be at me.
No, it's not that.
It's not that.
No, of course not.
Right.
No,
just,
it's like...
Just checking.
It's like... I don't know. Give me an accent. In Ireland.
An accent in Ireland.
Give
okay. Well,
Ireland.
What about your favourite? Cork.
Cork. Yeah, so there, it's audio erotica Cork. So it's like, he walked in there now. Oh, jeepers, I could see the muscles on him. That's all I was thinking was, and he took off his top. Jeepers, I was sweating. I could feel myself pulsing around the brain.
Wow.
Oh, this.
That's.
You know, and he put his hands on me. I swear, it was like he picked up the football to score the winning point in an All-Ireland final. It was the most unbelievable romantic moment. And he kissed me. Oh, dear, I could feel his stomach.
I'm going to go out the limb and say, despite them referring to it as just Irish and Scottish accents, I'm going to go out the limb and say specific parts of the country perhaps are specific types of Irish and Scottish accents, maybe.
Yeah, true.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
I'm assuming that the Liam Neeson lilt or whatever.
As opposed to the Healy Rays. Come here to me now, I give you a Frenchie. I'll lick the lips off you till you're raw. I'll lick you like an onion. Oh my God. Jeepers, even the thought of it. I'm salivating as if you were a ham sandwich and I was a hungry fecker.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
Get low prices and save on your car insurance today at
InsureMyCars.ie. We still have weeks accumulated of unused holidays.
You can't get away. You can't, can't find a spot that
can't
sort of suits everybody.
No. They make us take them off together because we're like, them chuckle brothers. One doesn't work without the other. So we have to sort of synchronize our lives and everything,
Yeah.
Yeah, which doesn't help when Jim, maybe we should go on holidays together and everything.
No, there's no need to get over. Don't get carried away around.
I was looking at a Chuckle Brothers sketch last night. I was there. That is literally me and
what
Jim.
What's a Chuckle Brother? Why did they come around again?
I was just watching. I was in bed last night. I was looking at the telly or this phone.
And the Chuckle Brothers came up.
Very funny. Ah, very good. What time is it? He goes, pass me the trombone and I'll tell you. And he passes him the trombone and he goes, brr. And then one of the neighbours goes, who's playing the trombone at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I didn't realise the Chuckle Brothers did those kind of sketches.
No, neither did
I. I thought they were just sort of like...
Well, it was just probably an excerpt from a show or something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it shows you, isn't it? Jim would be there watching all his Netflix, you know, crime thrillers, and there's me in bed with me teddy bear watching the Chuckle Brothers.
In your pajamas.
In me pajamas, yeah. Me Jim McKay pajamas.
Morning Glory. Weekdays 6 to 10 with PJ Gallagher and Jim McCabe.
On the Seriously Addictive Radio Nova.